Mrs. Keating, we were just about to start talking about World War One, and if you have any recollections of that time.
Well, I remember that, first of all, there was the big fire at the economic stores that burned down, and then Kitchener's death. In those days, we only heard news from the papers. They must have been about a week or so late with the news, and came out with big black borders around it that Kitchener had died. I think he was in the Orkneys or somewhere up from Scotland. And I know my father said, oh no, that wasn't true. Kitchener couldn't have been killed. It's only a rumour. But he was dead.
And after the death of Kitchener, were you aware of much to do with World War One?
All the while there were news coming through. I had two uncles. One of my uncles was in the 10th Light Horse and he was up at Blackboy Hill at the time. And he used to come in his uniform before he went off. He was killed in 1916, so it might have been about 1915 then. And he used to come to our place when he had his time off. I know we used to say it, we used to sing that song. I think they all knew it. I'd like to live in Blackboy for a week or two. You work all day, you have no pay, you live on Irish stew. Potatoes, they are rotten and the meat walks after you. I'd like to live in Blackboy for a week or two. And then he went to the war. He was with the 10th Light Horse. And then an uncle of mine, he went too. He was in the 44th Battalion. And both of them were killed on October the 15th in 1916. One on the Western Front and one on the in Egypt.
On the same day?
On the same day. And my grandmother died on the same day in 1916 in Brookhampton. It was funny, the three of them.
That's a coincidence, isn't it? Mm. As children at school, perhaps, were you conscious of the war?
Oh,
was there
yes,
talk
we were
of
knitting.
It?
We were given wool, dirty, greasy wool that hadn't been washed. We always knitted for the soldiers. We were knitting socks or knitting scarves. I was at Perth Girls' School at the time. We were knitting scarves and socks. We were getting letters. We all thought it was wonderful when sometimes the soldiers would answer our letters that we put in with them. We always think that was wonderful if we got a letter from the Western Front or somewhere where the soldiers were.
Can you remember the time when the soldiers returned?
Oh, yes. They used to march through Perth as every contingent came back. They'd march through Perth and there'd be crowds everywhere. Of course, my father was in the Lands Department, so we used to get a bird's eye view. We'd get into the Lands Department there.
And where was that then, Mrs. Keating?
That corner of it was Cathedral Avenue and St George's Terrace.
Still in the same place.
Of course, you could get right through them. We'd walk right along the corridors and you'd get wonderful views of all these soldiers marching and that coming, the noise and the waving of banners and everything else as they came back.
That was through Perth.
Yes.
Did they have anything similar in South Perth or were there celebrations for the return?
I don't know. I seem to remember them in Perth mostly. No, I don't. I suppose they did. They'd have these different. After the war, of course, they put up these memorials to them in the different places, and then they always have them around there. But I don't think South Perth, they might have had celebrations that I wasn't aware of. And of course, that would be, as I say, in the other end of it. That wouldn't be our end.